opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Against one of the hottest lineups in baseball, how were you able to keep them off balance?
Just attacking the zone. We knew we got to mix it around, knew they were going to be aggressive, and, you know, coming in hot on a 10-game win streak, I believe it is, and, you know, it's a really good lineup up there, so we knew we had to really battle and, you know, buckle down the day, so, you know, that's what we did. We had a good mix going, was able to execute some ground pitches to get some ground balls, and the defense was, you know, once again, phenomenal behind me today.
You used the changeup a little bit more here today. How did that help you give different looks, especially the third time through the order?
Yeah, we noticed they were being a little aggressive to the sinker, so, you know, we needed to mask that a little bit, so we started going with the changeup and get it going. And was able to get some swing and miss and some weak hits, and was able to just get them off balance so we could get the sinker going again.
You had 96 pitches today. 99 was your season high here. How'd you feel from a stamina standpoint? Because the velo seemed like it was there holding up.
So the mechanics have been feeling good. So the velo's been climbing back up, feeling good, coming a lot easier. It was pretty humid out there with that little rain that we had first. So, you know, I was a little drained after that. But once I was able to kind of get settled in, was able to, you know, kind of hold the line like I've been going every time. So I've been feeling pretty good.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Guys, back to you.
Shout out to the homie Brooke Fletcher on CHSN, talking with Adrian Hauser, who had another stellar performance for the White Sox today. 7 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Snaps the 10-game win streak that Toronto had. They've been on fire, and he shut them down. White Sox win 2-1.
It's pretty amazing. Adrian Hauser has only been in the big leagues this year since the 20th of May. But now, through the starts that he's made, the ERA is down to 1.56. 1.56. And the dude has just been absolutely terrific. 7, 8, 9 starts now with a 1.56 ERA. The Toronto Blue Jays are the hottest team in baseball, coming in here on a 9-game win streak, and then they get completely shut down. The White Sox have found something. They have found themselves a sign and flip delicacy here at the trade deadline.
An Eric Fetty type situation where teams are going to want him. And I think they'll get more back for Hauser with the way that he's been pitching this year than Fetty.
But Hauser's not a power pitcher, and he's never had a season that is this good. And so it's been hard to figure out what's real, what's not real. He kind of rebuilt himself in the offseason, and that's why when you get a chance to talk to an expert about it, you got to really take advantage of that.
Yeah, and we talked with Dan Plesac about it, and Sack went on for, 7 minutes with an answer on this?
He was feeling it. It was a 7.5-minute answer. I think it's the longest answer in the history. Somehow he got to that. Oh, because he's talking about Ohtani.
Yeah.
He's talking about Hauser having the stones to
pitch
on
inside on Ohtani.
God.
He's a big guy. There's no doubt about that. I still think Bill Walton, me and Zach's interview with Bill Walton, he gave us a longer answer. That also was not on topic.
I don't want to make Tanny do that research, but I do think we should throw a Tyler at it. Like, whichever Tyler is available.
Next time we're in 12 personnel.
With hot Tyler on Tyler action.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But anyway, this is what Dan Plesac said about Hauser.
Is Adrian Hauser this good? What's gotten into him?
Yeah. Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes. And a resounding yes. Listen, I don't know how to hit. I don't know how to run the bases. I don't know how to defend. But I think I'm a pretty good at. When you're talking about pitching, he's remade his body, got released last year by the Mets, went home, and I think the best thing he did, he did a self-evaluation and said, okay, what I'm doing isn't working. I have to make some changes. Changed his diet, got himself in great shape, cleaned some little things up mechanically, cleaned up his pitch mix. Listen, in a day and age where pitchers are all trying to do the same thing, they're trying to chase velo, they're trying to chase spin, but the really good pitchers, and you saw one last night at Wrigley, and Matt Boyd. Matt Boyd's not going to blow up a radar gun, but Matt Boyd can do what you have to do if you're not overpowering. You have to be able to command your pitches. You have to be able to throw a curveball 1-0. You have to be able to throw a changeup 2-1. You can throw a changeup 2-1 and bounce it, but it doesn't do you any good. You have to throw a changeup 2-1 to a good hitter in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning that looks like a strike that hits the bottom of the strike zone. Hauser's mix of pitches. He's got enough juice. He's 95 to 96. Nice, tight breaking ball. He'll throw the changeup at any time. And I was more impressed with him because he did something that a lot of pitchers are scared to do. He tied Ohtani up in knots twice. He used his changeup. He used his fastball. And he came in a tough spot with a runner on second in a one-run game. And he went right to that inside hole and popped him up in the infield. And he did it twice. It takes guts to do it. But more importantly, you got to execute the pitch to do it. And that's the difference. You're looking at Hauser. He's a finished product.
Adrian Hauser, called by Dan Plesac, a finished product. This is a veteran who has figured out some things. And I'll tell you this, since the 20th of May, he is the fourth best starting pitcher in baseball. Since the 20th of May, Ranger Suarez of the Phillies has been unbelievable. And then it's Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal. And then it's Adrian Hauser.
Okay, so look.
That's insane.
The idea of him finishing the season on the South Side is ridiculous. He is someone that I imagine, because everyone's looking for pitching and everyone's looking for starting pitching, I imagine there would be a lot of people who would be interested, and two of them are fighting for the National League Central. One of them is a team that he is very familiar with because he played most of his career in Milwaukee. That move right there, like Milwaukee making a big splash, is probably never going to happen just because of the way that they're structured financially. This type of move where you're only really moving prospects, it would make sense for the Brewers to explore this.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because the Cubs need a starting pitcher.
They were the other team I was thinking of, Speaks.
And Craig Counsell was in Milwaukee with Adrian Hauser. Damn it. It was on my list to get to ask him today. Counsell was on the show. Damn it. He was really good. It was a good conversation.
You should use the rewind function on the Odyssey app and go back and check it out.
But I meant to ask him what kind of relationship he has with Adrian Hauser. Just like it was on the list.
Do you think he would have told us?
If I asked it that way, I don't know. Craig doesn't like any of my questions. Let's be honest.
I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
Yeah, it is. How about he shot back at me during the PCA thing, too?
No, I thought that was good conversation, though. I thought that was just two guys talking baseball. Yeah. That's all that was.
Does it bother you? Yeah, it does. Craig,
I'm glad that you didn't move off of your position. No, it did bother you.
Yeah, yeah. No,
bothered Steen?
Yeah. Bothered my sister? Bothered a true story. I had a former manager in the Frontier League text me during our conversation yesterday. It bothers him too. True story.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. You know?
You'd like to share who?
No. No?
All right.
It's okay.
That's fair.
I got to keep my Frontier League sources close to the vest.
I agree with you on that. But yeah, I think that for both teams, it would make a lot of sense.
And it's a rental, so theoretically it shouldn't. I mean, you're not giving up Alcantara or Owen Casey for a rental. If you're the Cubs, you give up James Triantos for a rental?
If you think you can win it.
Yes. Yes. I do. And I know, look, when I was a young Red Sox fan, giving up Jeff Bagwell for Larry Anderson didn't sit well, okay? It didn't sit well. Giving up John Smoltz for Doyle Alexander, if you're the Tigers and a Tiger fan, it doesn't sit well. Except Doyle Alexander was awesome that year. They don't make the playoffs without Doyle Alexander that year. So is that worth it or not? It's an interesting spot. And the White Sox should be able to extract a very good prospect from some team for Adrian Hauser.
You know what they could do? If they traded in Milwaukee, maybe, because the Brewers have this power hitter now.
The new first baseman. He's got a weird hairline.
Maybe he's very happy up there.
He does.
That picture of Andrew Vaughn.
As a serial killer.
Is that Mizorowski he's next to?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. The young flamethrower. That picture is hilarious.
I think maybe he's just focused. Maybe that's what's going on. But yeah, maybe you could get him back. Get some right-handed thump in your lineup. Also, Mike Tauchman should be playing for a team that has ideas of playing in the postseason.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to say it right damn now.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you see what Hauser did today? Not only did he throw seven innings of one-run ball against the hottest team in baseball, he did it while vomiting between innings, which, of course, was caught by the television broadcast of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Top two, no score. Adrian Hauser on the mound for the White Sox today, but we want to show you a little bit of video as he came off the mound after the top of the first. The umpire was going to stop him, check his hand, check his glove, as they always do, but you could see him gesturing. And we will save you some of the gorier video, but Adrian Hauser went into the dugout and immediately was ill in the dugout. He is back on the mound, but as you can see there, he needed to get into the dugout and find a bucket or whatever he was looking for. So obviously not physically 100%. That is all that we know. We did have some shots of him, you know, drinking a lot of water, hydrating in the dugout. So see if he is good to go. He is on the mound right now. They never got anybody up in the bullpen, but Hauser clearly not feeling his best.
Tanny, when you searched Adrian Hauser and vomit on Twitter, am I right that you saw a different game?
Yeah, because there's a picture of him on the mound, bent over, vomiting.
He's got a puke!
And he's wearing a pinstripe uniform. I was like, oh, maybe Speaks just saw this old Brewers photo, and he thought it was White Sox because, like, you know, pinstripes. And he's like, no, this is from today. I was like, oh, so there's multiple occurrences of Adrian Hauser vomiting while playing.
Maybe that's his thing. Maybe the solar garlic. Maybe the solar garlic starts to rot. You know what I mean? Maybe the solar garlic starts to rot in that stomach, and Adrian Hauser just can't hold it. Who was it? Bill Russell used to puke before every game, right? Some of these guys.
And because he was dealing with the work. Never mind. Oh, by the way, in the bottom of the ninth inning in the game between Milwaukee and the Dodgers, Andrew Vaughn hit the game-tying single. That game is now tied at 2 in the top of the 10th.
Dude, it's happening. It is happening. Andrew Vaughn has gone back to being himself. That's what he's done. Just get back in touch with what made you good in the first place. That's what the Brewers said to him. And he's like, oh, okay.
Good for him.
Don't get lost in all the stupid-ass noise of the other organization.
I can't even get mad because did we ever see him be himself?
No, because they kept doing weird stuff. Go play second base. I don't play second base. Well, you do now. Good luck. Go play left field. I don't think that's a great idea. Well, we got someone at first, so you got to go out there and play. All right.
But I don't know if there was any stretch where he's like, oh, this is the best bat in the draft. This is the guy that they drafted. Like, this is what they've been waiting for. There was never any stretches of time where Andrew Vaughn was like carrying the ball club. We never saw that.
No.
No, I think that's true.
He won't have to carry this one. Like, the guy that'll be carrying this one will be Yelich, probably, or Churio. It won't be him.
Yeah, no, they've got guys.
Yeah,
man.
They've got a couple of guys that can get some stuff done inside of their lineup.
All he's got to do is that. They also, that kid that he's next to who looks happy and normal, next to the grizzled and unhappy Andrew Vaughn, who's got a comb over at this point in his life.
I think he should probably, you know, we all have to make that choice. Well, not all of us, but most of us, not you, sir, not you, Matt Spiegel, but. You have to make that choice on what you're going to. Me and Ray, we go with. I got a shave tonight.
You know what Andrew Vaughn should do? He should check in with my guys over at Advanced Hair Restoration. That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you go ahead and finish that?
Well, no, it's too long. It's too long.
It's just that, you know, you're probably not.
Well, listen, Jacob Mizorowski was great again last night against the Dodgers. And it was pretty amazing because people were talking about him. One was Clayton Kershaw, who earlier in the week said, like, didn't really know who he was.
He kind of dismissed him.
Yeah, he did. He's like, you know.
The guy that rolled his ankle out there pitching?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that guy. And then after the game, when Kershaw got a look at a dude who threw six innings of one-run ball and struck out 12, Clayton Kershaw sang a different tune.
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. Yeah, I mean, that was unbelievable. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but he's got four pitches, commands the ball, and made it. I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough, so.
I don't know how you hit that, honestly. Mizorowski gave up a leadoff homer to Ohtani, and that was that. Three other hits over the course of six innings.
It does Andrew Vaughn qualify of reborn hard?
Born again hard.
Does he qualify for that?
I just might let you serve in my beloved core.
Born again hard?
I think so.
There it is, Andrew.
You are definitely born again hard. Hell, I may even allow you to serve as a rifleman in my beloved core.
Uh-huh. Sir, yes, sir.
That's a good call by you.
I wish I would have gotten the quote right.
Yeah, well, I know. And then I tried to augment. I didn't get it right either.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Oh, by the way, there is a little bit of news that I wanted to pick your brain on since we're trying to add on to teams.
Because there's one other piece on the Mizorowski sound.
Go ahead.
Real quick. Let me do this real quick. So, because it was, I said there were two. Kershaw on Mizorowski, and then the manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy, who Boog Shambi says is 70 grade funny, and Murphy thinks he's 80 grade funny. It's there's much debate. But he was asked about Mizorowski and what he is like.
Do you have any sense yet about where Miz is on that journey?
Like, he's just broken the shell, man. He's just out of the egg, and he's you know, all arms and legs, you know, that just broke out. He's still got gooey stuff coming off him. You can see it, right? All arms and legs. And
what is he talking about? A dinosaur?
Yes, and also afterbirth, apparently. Or as Grace Jones would say, after birth. man.
I guess.
I don't know what
it's fine.
It's delightful.
It's really not.
You ever seen a horse get born?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a horse get born one time.
I saw some people on
disgusting.
The interweb steal a deer from its mother because they thought the deer was attacking the child, and the deer was just trying to help the child get up on all fours. Mm. So they took the deer and like adopted it. And people are like, that's not what just happened, morons.
Your first year of racing, when you're born, when you go to buy a horse, when a horse is born, a horse will be born. The most prominent months for horses being born are February and March. When that baby goes through the sales ring, you want to get earlier foals because they're older. And then every horse's birthday is New Year's Day. Every horse has the same birthday, New Year's Day.
Born again heart.
What a party that is on New Year's Day.
Apparently.
Happy birthday to all the horses.
A lot of horse midwives out there, apparently. Does DJ LeMahieu do anything for you as a Cubs ad at third base?
Man, it's interesting.
Because he wasn't terrible this year.
What are the numbers? You got the numbers?
I had them. Hang on. But I think he was like a 94 OPS plus, but his on base was still 339.
I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
Sorry, Craig. You're right.
It is, Craig.
About all of that.
That's what we do around here.
DJ LeMahieu this year, slash of 266, 338, 336. Now that's a problem.
That's the slug.
674 OPS for DJ LeMahieu. But this is a guy that's won a couple gold gloves.
He can play all over as well.
A younger Justin Turner without the pop?
I don't know enough about him. I'll be honest. We should talk to a Yankees person, and maybe we will a little bit later in the week as the Cubs are going to Yankee Stadium this weekend, which should be really fun.
So 0.7 war this season for the Yankees.
Man, the range was as outs above average, had him in the 86th percentile as recently as last year. So we can still defend a little bit, but man, it's been a while since he hit. It's been a while. But when he was good, he was a contact beast who did not strike out very much at all. Was a batting
power
average king.
Up.
Yeah, I don't... It doesn't do anything for me on the surface. I'd like to aim higher. I'd like to aim
Air Force.
I'd like to aim for the guy, perhaps, who the Red Sox might have to give up on.
Alex Bregman?
They might have to trade away Alex Bregman. Because if he's not going to pick up that contract and they're going to be in sell mode, they might have to do that.
That might mean Kyle Tucker is a Red Sox.
I don't know. But, I mean, can you imagine if the Red Sox have to give up on Bregman after all that happened and the Cubs have another chance? If another chance to go get Bregman? Yeah, I mean, you get Bregman and Adrian Hauser. You get two rentals like that? Are you the World Series favorite if you get Bregman and a rental pitcher like either Hauser or Merrill Kelly?
I don't know if you're the favorite, but you're in
maybe
you're
not
in,
the favorite, but you're like
in the mix.
You're much more terrifying. That lineup with Bregman now? I mean, move everybody down? You know, like you're no longer having Shaw at nine. Shaw's your backup. You probably say goodbye to Vidal Brujan. You know, you got Birdie as your pinch runner. You got a real roster. You can't have roster holes like the Cubs do and be a team that is expected to go all the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.